TMA Mobile.
Four CEF Mobile.
For CEF KN4 VWA. What's happening there, Andrew?
It's on my way home from work. What you up to?
Man, I done stepped in it. My lawnmower, I got two riding mowers, and one of them's my daughter's, one of them's mine, and had them over at this place, small engine repair that I get my work done at, and he hadn't been able to touch them in 2 weeks. So I called him up and I said, look, can I just come over and you tell me what to do and I'll work on them? And he said, hang on a second.
Steve, I know you well enough. Come on over here and you can work on them and I'll tell you what to do. So I went over there and he got busy and I went over and got started in on them. Before he knew what happened, I figured out what was wrong with both of them and I asked him for parts and I put them on and had them fixed and was fixing to load them up and take them out of there. I said, what do I owe you for parts, boss? He says nothing if you'll come to work Tuesday.
There you go. You done put yourself to work, didn't even know it.
He says if I'll give him 8 hours, he'll pay me $100 a day, cash. And he says, right now I can work all I want to work. But I told him flat out I'm not going to do any heavy inside, you know, internal engine work. I'll do all the dicks and belts and spindles and all that kind of stuff and keep him off of it while he does the heavy motor stuff. And he says, you're on. Just be here Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock. Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot. So, I'm employed again.
Flying time.
Day a week. That's all. That's it, baby. I ain't gonna give up no more. Besides, that'll help pay for some of my addictions. Ham radio and radio controlled airplanes and all kinds of junk. So, have you taken the illustrious scout out anymore?
No chance to yet. I figured if I go to the Ham Fest, I don't know that I'll get to go maybe Sunday. But if I end up not going to the Ham Fest, then I may go ahead and head to the airfield, you know, and try to get it up in the air Saturday.
Yep. Okay. Well, that sounds like a winner. You let me know if you go to the airfield, and I'll try to go over there with you early and see what we can figure out. Hopefully the wind won't be blowing. And Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be up close to 100.
Here early or go right before dark, it's going to be hot. So that's why I figured if I don't get up at 5:30 a.m. to go to the Ham Fest, then I may try to get to the airfield, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. Well, it's still not super hot, but, you know, shouldn't be any dew on the ground and stuff like that. So should be fairly comfortable then. And then Sunday, I don't know when I get to go Sunday, so probably midday, just have to tolerate the heat if I go then.
Roger, okay. Well, give me a text message and let me know, and we may get to go together, heck. So anyhow, hey, have you checked it out after a 24-hour curing time?
It was pretty stable. It was, you know, before it was kind of rocking pretty good. You know, now the wheel doesn't move. I checked to make sure we didn't get anything on the servos or nothing like that. It seems to be moving pretty good. So, you know, the true test will be when to get it out on the field. But so far, it seems like it's doing pretty good.
Okay, and for VWA. Yeah, that's good. But you did check the range of motion on each of your functions, right? Especially on the rudder and on the nose wheel, right?
Manually, but I haven't hooked the battery up to it and tried it that way. That'll be the next thing to try.
So one thing that you want to do now is you want to check for any chattered teeth or any type of resistance or hesitation along the stroke of the servo. In other words, it may be moving okay, but you need to watch it to see if there, make sure there's no bumps, because a bump indicates a little bit of tiny damage on a servo tooth.
If it might hook it up maybe before this weekend, I don't want to get all the way out to the field and then realize there's something wrong with it. So, yeah, that's a good idea. I definitely need to do that then.
All right, well, listen, I'm pulling into the hacienda, and I'm going to get this riding mower unloaded, and I'm going to go in and absorb mass quantities of air-conditioned air.
Yeah, hey, I'll be doing the same thing once I get home, so you have a good one, and I will text you if I'm on my way to the airfield either Saturday or Sunday, and maybe we'll meet up and maybe bring out that night radiant. That way I can check it out. I wouldn't mind seeing that sometime, but maybe not this weekend, maybe another weekend. But anyway, 73, Steve, KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
KN4VWA, I am fixing to go clear and off the air. Everybody have a nice day.
4ZEW Mobile, this is Ben.
And this is KO4CEF. This is Andrew on SN. How you doing?
Good. I'm riding the car going to pick up the girls from day camp. And I'm going to Hamfest tomorrow, so I was going to go to the Horns to find out, does anybody know anything about the venue? Is it all outdoors? Is it like part indoors, part outdoors? I'm talking about Waynesville, of course.
So let's see. I think I went last year, if my memory serves me right. And most of it was indoors under the covered areas. They had a few vendors set up kind of out back, and then there were a couple more in, it almost looked like a, not a barn, but that type of outside area where maybe they keep some animals in that, you know, for certain shows or something like that. They were up under there as well. So you won't be in the direct sun. I don't know how cool it'll be up there, but it shouldn't be too bad if you get there early.
I'm planning on heading out, dragging a buddy of mine out to it as well. We're looking at leaving Greenville about 7 a.m., but it opens at 8, and with the conditions on 26 up past Hendersonville, I'm thinking about leaving any, leaving earlier. You recommend taking off about 6 o'clock?
And I live in Spartanburg, and I was going to leave around, if I go tomorrow, I was going to leave the house around 6 a.m. That way, try to get up there about the time the gates open. You know, I don't know how good the deals will be, but, you know, you might be able to find a little better deals. Last year, I went a little bit later, so some of the vendors were wrapping up, but, I mean, still there were plenty to look at and, you know, to see. So, I mean, overall, it was pretty good. It's not huge, but there was still plenty to choose from. You know, the wire man was up there last year, and I was able to pick up some Anderson power pole connectors, some odds and ends and stuff that I needed. But it was pretty good. I enjoyed it last year.
Looking forward to it. Of course, I'm going to get some connectors and cabling and, you know, the usual stuff that's best to get at the fairs. If I see any deals on any equipment, I might jump on it. I went to the one in the Charlotte show in Concord last spring, and it was all indoor. So it was really nice because it was actually cold during that one. And then I've heard that Shelby is pretty much all outdoor. So I'm just curious as to, you know, the setup at Waynesville.
At all. I mean, the main one was inside of a fairly large building. And they had all the vendors set up in there. And like I said, there were a couple that were just outside on the walkway. And then there were some more up underneath that little covered area where the animals normally stay. So, but it was pretty nice. I mean, it wasn't bad at all. I picked up a few odds and ends and maybe a little external speaker or something. I didn't buy anything major last year. But it was good. I haven't been to Shelby yet. I'd like to see that one because it's supposed to be really cool and really nice.
On my list. Even Labor Day weekend, I don't know if the wife has plans, but she might want me out of the house, so I may do that one too. But yeah, really looking forward to it. I just got my general license actually Monday, so really just want to kind of get in there and start to design my base station and shack in my head, and then kind of see what's there and be able to really get hands-on with some equipment, whether it's new or used or, you know, and really start solidifying my ideas.
I'm pretty sure you'll find plenty of equipment up there. There were quite a few vendors selling some stuff last year, if it was then. I'm almost positive I'm sure it was last year, but it might have been the year before that. But I know whenever I went, it was actually pretty good, and there was plenty to look at and choose from, and, you know, like I said, it wasn't bad at all, and pretty much pick up anything you need or want while you're there.
That's what I'm looking forward to. If nothing else, I'll get some cables and connectors, but and then just look around some of the weird stuff that shows up.
If it was last year, I think I was looking for like a Zygo G90. I never did see one of those there, but, you know, I was almost tempted to buy a couple straight keys that I still don't really know how to use yet. I mean, I ended up just, like I said, pick up a few power pole connectors and stuff like that. And, like a little mast holder. It was for like an RV thing to hold like an antenna, so I use it on my camper at the beach. So it was a pretty good trip. It was worthwhile.
You never know what you're going to find. When I was in Charlotte, I picked up a Mesco straight key. And looking it up, it was manufactured between 1917 and 1921. I can't get an exact model on it, but it's definitely a Mesco from that era. And so I put together a little oscillator kit for it. It beeps and everything now. I haven't wired it up and thrown it on the air yet because I'm still learning the CW. But it was really cool. I got me a little project out of restoring this little brass key and getting it chirping again.
I've seen a lot of projects online, like on QRZ, where people get the older keys and restore them, and they make them look really nice. I saw a couple of Vibraplexes while I was there, but, you know, that'd be well above my skill level, and they won't go slow enough for me. So, you know, but there were some keys to look at, and some of the older ones that I wasn't real sure about. You know, a lot of people swear by the older, the military, the J something. I'd have to look it up to remember what it is, but, you know, I swear those are some of the best keys you can get. I didn't really know what I was looking for last year, you know, right off. So maybe if I go this year, I might find something.
What I was looking for either. I was looking for a project, I guess, and found that. And another one I got a regret from that show. They had a little digital year 2000 countdown. So it was built in the 80s or 90s, counted down to 1-1-2000. I wanted to get it and rewire it. So that it counted up from 1-1-2000. Oh, we're this far past Y2K, because I remember that the Y2K stuff real well.
That'd definitely be a cool project, and yeah, I remember it well. It was fun, you know, just trying to see if anybody was worried about it, and, you know, everything was going to crash, and here it is, 2022, we're still going.
Late 90s, I work in technologies, and I did a lot of work, mostly for banks, patching computers and upgrading systems so that there wouldn't be the 2-4-digit problem when it occurred. So preparations for that were well underway at like 1996, 1997. So I'm glad it went the way it went. I wouldn't want it to go the other way.
I'm glad it worked out and everything was squared away and nothing really major happened, but yeah, it was definitely a sigh of relief the way it was played up beforehand, and you couldn't get anything from Walmart or nothing like that at the time, so yeah, it was a fun time. I'm glad we're on the other side of it, but you know, now we get a new crisis every day, whereas that one was at least one that we saw looming for a while, and we actually made it out of it. KO4C.
Wonder what the next techno crisis will be, but I'm gonna just run with it as we go. And so hopefully I'll pick something up at the show tomorrow. So there's another project. I built a passive field meter
working on an antenna that I want to use the shield detector to see if I can figure out what the lobes are on the antenna once I activate it.
I enjoy kind of tinkering around with antennas. I haven't really got into designing them, you know, with the program, but, you know, some of the ones I played around with, I've enjoyed the project. And like my first 2-meter antenna, I built one that I watched on YouTube and, you know, had it all squared away. So it was a good learning experience. I was glad I did it, and it definitely helped me out whenever I finally upgraded to general, because, you know, you kind of know about the length of everything else, and it was a big help there. So that's one thing I enjoy about AM radio, is getting to tinker around with different things, and, you know, if you find yourself getting a little bored, you can move on and find something else to tinker with. And, but yeah, the antennas are definitely a lot of fun. I enjoy doing that.
It amazes me what's available on the internet. I mean, I was in 78, and I wish I had the access to information on the internet the way that it is today. I think my life would turn out completely different. It didn't turn out bad. It turned out real good. I was the hobbyist kid that I was, and I had the access to all this, you know, this kind of information and stuff. I can imagine, you know, growing up, I got two little girls, and it's got to be something else for them to be growing up with. And the internet really was serving all this in the world.
You're saying, and I don't know if you're having the same issue with me, I honestly did not get most of that. So my truck and the static on the repeater. I don't know if we're having more issues with it again today. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73T has been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at the Ham Fest if I get up early enough to go. And if not, hopefully we'll talk to you again on the radio. KO4 to CDF, and I'm going to be clear on your mind.
I'm on static on this side, too. So Tom, you'll be out of here. KO4 to CDF. Well, 73, I will also be clear.
KN4VWA, W4NGU.